Hey guys, it's Keith.
And this is Jesse.
And this is New Player Has Joined,
a podcast about the video games people love and why they love them. Guys, if you love video games, if you love video game culture, if you love the nostalgia of the games you played when you were a child, then come over and listen to New Player Has Joined.
We talked to a lot of great comedians about their favorite games, like Ron Funches with The Last of Us, Adam Conover with Fez.
So listen to New Player Has Joined on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, back to whatever it was you were listening to before. Probably an ad for Casper or Quip or something.
Or the show.
That's true.
Hey, stupid nerds, download the Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. You can find out what happened to Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that fictional stuff that never happened. And don't pay attention to World War II or the American flag or important things.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Give him a little, make him want it.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Give them a little.
Give them a little.
Make them want it.
Make them want it.
It's the March Q&A episode.
Oh, okay.
First off, product review. The Husky brand quarter inch 20 foot drain snake. Bad purchase.
Yeah, no good. What happened?
Went to the Home Depot. Scarf didn't even unfurl, unspool.
Huh.
I had to pull it up by my hands, cut myself.
Oh, dude.
Dirty drain water in a cut. So this might be my last podcast. Also, I ate around a lot of mold yesterday on a sandwich. So whatever. That's who I am.
Wait, what do you mean you ate around?
I've been on the road a lot. I came back. I made a sandwich with fixins that I had in the fridge, and a lot of it was old, and I just cut mold around.
The bread? The meat? What?
The meat.
Oh, dude.
It was tofurkey, though.
Okay. I wonder if mold responds differently to...
That's why I was like, come on, this is vegetarian mold. Get out of here. I ain't scared of you. Meat mold? Yeah, all right. I'm not going to fuck with you, meat mold. Tofurkey mold? Fuck off.
Fuck you, tofurkey. I ain't afraid of you. What's going on, buddy? You got into some adventures and some mischief yesterday?
Yeah, went out with the Jeep. With our pal Andrew Orvidal, and I drove it over an obstacle course, which I got stuck on last time, and I got stuck on it this time. I'm not good at the things I like to do. You know how, like, you get into stuff and you have a knack for it, and that encourages you to keep going? I haven't had a knack for something in 20 years.
Yeah.
I think, not patting myself on the back, I think comedy's the only thing I had a knack for, where I was like, you know what? And when you're as starting this, you're better than the worst person doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, you start something, you should be the worst. I'm like, just starting, I'm better than the worst guy at this open mic.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll keep trying this.
Yeah.
That's the last time I've had a knack for anything. Everything else, utter failure.
You're off-road and not going well?
I'm a total dipshit out there.
What are you doing?
Almost tipped it. Almost tipped it.
Are you just too much balls? Not enough brains?
Too much balls. Yeah. Too many balls? Too much balls.
Too much balls.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Still the same, too. Too big.
Big balls, tiny brain.
Too big of balls.
Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me.
Your head.
With big balls coming through.
Yeah, just went out there and got to use the winch, so I'm not such a poser anymore. I had a winch on the front of that thing for a couple years. Had to use it. I had to drag myself off these concrete pipes that were... I drove myself off of.
That's the first time you've used it?
Yeah.
And just arbitrarily moving logs around and shit?
Yeah, not out there just not just being a... What's his name from Commando? What's Schwarzenegger's name from Commando? John...
I can't remember.
It's something like...
John Commando?
It's like John Log or something. Like it may... I'm going to look it up.
John Log.
Like it's something that's like the most like, really? So you wrote that in the script and didn't bat an eye. Nobody's like, oh, of course... It's like John Blade.
Jimmy Gunn.
Hold on. Gun with two ends is a real... John Blade. No, okay. Hold on. Commando.
Drink tequila at noon.
You're having tequila at noon. Ooh. I'm doing it. Oh, Ray Don Chong. Forgot
that's
she was in
name?
The films. No.
Oh.
That's his name in the... Do you know, you know Schwarzenegger's name in Commando is Ray Don Chong?
Stick around.
Oh, God. It is just as good. John Matrix.
Shut the way. No way.
You know, my given last name of Matrix.
Are you serious?
John Log would have been better, because the opening scene is him carrying a log.
God.
John Matrix. Oh, God, what a great movie.
Johnny Fury.
And the guy, who's the guy? Bill Duke. The blackest guy I've ever seen. He's always sweating. He was in Predator.
He was in Predator, yeah.
And every time that guy was on, I'm like, this guy's a fucking...
Yeah, he is the blackest guy ever.
He's the darkest black guy ever. He's always sweating.
Uh-huh.
And he's always like... It's like the same demeanor and everything. I like that guy. I think he passed away, unfortunately. That guy was always good in every movie.
Yeah, he was good there with Predator, with Jesse the Body.
Jesse the Body in the acting days.
Spitting tobacco on people's boots.
Uh-huh.
Looked like a bunch of slack-jawed, and I can't say the word he says, but.
He's something.
Well, the Jeep's okay?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Man, drove it home. You wouldn't make anywhere nice. That's what the skid plates are there for. Hmm. I towed myself with the winch.
Mm-hmm. So how does that work with the winch? So you just hook it up?
I hooked it up. I found a fence post. Not the best thing, a fence post, but it seemed sturdy. It was a new fence post out there.
A fence post pulled your giant Jeep out?
Yeah.
Wow. Was it made of cement?
I mean, it was buried in the ground well enough.
Huh. Interesting. Just ripped that thing out.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a wooden fence post. Anyways, I'm glad I got to use the stuff that I got on it. I'm glad I'm using it for what it's supposed to be used for. Mm-hmm. It ain't a fucking mall crawler.
Yeah.
Or some other guy I was talking to. He's like, it ain't one of them, like one of them Texas Cadillacs that they just drive around. Which is actually just a Cadillac. He was a strange man on a motorcycle who stopped to talk to me. Kept trying to up in Gorman. Oh. Or where we went.
Yeah.
I almost killed us that time too.
Yeah.
Remember I went up that hill and we almost fell down the hill? Almost died. Anyway, between infections, I'm really pushing my luck.
Well, you're extreme, dude.
I'm a rad dude.
You're a rad dude.
This rad dude got fucking blasted and went and saw Aladdin the musical the other night.
Really? How
this super rad extreme dude.
Oh yeah, I saw that great pic with your with Rachel's jacket.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was
pink leather.
It was so small. That's why I had to hold my arms up like that to smoke some weed. It was fun. I mean, I love a big production.
Uh-huh.
A big theater production.
A lot of people just jumping around.
Yeah, playing. The whole story. I've never seen the movie Aladdin.
Neither have I.
But you get it. It's a guy. He's not a prince. He wants to marry a princess. He finds a genie. And, things work out. But just seeing the stage production, seeing the light of a big, like, that stuff impresses me.
Yeah.
I never thought I would be, like, it's easy to knock musicals in Broadway. Like, I don't get, my dad was always like, I don't care, you're singing. I'm supposed to believe you're a street gang, but you're singing. Well, go watch Star Trek, dude. Like that was everything that he was like, it's unrealistic. They would just sit and watch Star Trek. Every day, Star Trek. I'm like, they fucking green people and bleep-lops, and this is what you're believing, but everything else is unrealistic. But big productions, costumes, lighting, the big set design, I've realized that stuff, mm-hmm. it's a fun thing to see.
Yeah.
Part of life I would deny normally. Like, I'm going to go see a musical. I'm going to go see a musical. Why not?
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, I've always resisted it, but I told you a few months ago, me and the lady went. And
you must all play.
I was impressed. Mm-hmm. And then, she got bored and left at intermission. I was like, okay. Dodged a bullet on this, but while I was there,
they're not all good.
I enjoyed it,
They're not like movies aren't all good.
Well, and I think that's part of maturing is learning to appreciate things that are way outside your comfort
level. Get over your hang-ups.
Yeah, like that's nothing I would do. I have never had a desire to, even as an entertainer, someone in show business, I've never had a desire to sing and dance and jump around, but good for you.
That's, well, and that's my thing. It's like, What a nice relief
mm-hmm.
to just be. I wish I found it earlier. And never, like, some people like 22 and they just knew who they were, mm-hmm. and they're going to like what they're going to like and could care less what anybody thought. But I realized all my punk rock bullshit was also, instead of being like, I'm just crazy and wild and doing whatever, it's like, oh no, I have very strict parameters of what I will allow for this filter I've put on my life.
Yeah.
And it's not 41. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to like what I want to like. I'm going to listen to whatever. I'm going to watch bad TV. Maybe I like musicals. I want to see more musicals, something mm-hmm. I'd never entertained. Now I'm like, oh, these are fun to go to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not, if I lived in the burbs and I had to go all the way to the city for one, that's different. I live down the street from the Panages over here. We'll go to that.
The what?
The Panages. Listen, nobody told me how it's supposed to be pronounced. P-A-N-T. Pant. Uh-huh. That's pronounced pant. Uh-huh. A-G-E-S.
That's true.
Which I guess is ages, so Pantages, which is the proper way, but I like Pantages.
Pantages. I understand. Yeah, my thing with musicals, I think they would all kick so much ass if they were all just like 15 minutes.
Yeah, but you got to do the whole story.
Yeah.
My thing is every time some of the plot would get moving, then they'd have to sing a, like, all it is like, here's the plot, and then they sing a song reiterating the plot. Like, I'm not learning anything with the song.
Yeah.
Teach me something in the song, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love this lady. Here's a song. I love this lady. And then it's like, I know. You just told me.
We should write a musical.
Honestly.
This cheeseburger's great. The cheeseburger's great.
What's that noise in the woods? Bigfoot the musical?
Yes.
Dude.
Bigfoot the musical.
You know what? Yeah, I don't want to say anything else about it. I don't want to let anybody else steal this idea.
Put that in your pocket. That's good.
All right.
This tequila's working.
Is it? I'm getting into it? All right. Well, suck it down, you fucking louse.
St. Patty's Day. Tomorrow.
St. Patrick's Day.
Plus, it's the basketball tournament's on today, so I think I'm just going to drink and watch basketball all day.
Not a bad plan.
It's good times.
If you like those things. Well, let's answer some of these questions. These people, these nice people.
Q&A.
First one. Larissa, do you pay rent at your lady's place, Dave? If not, why the fuck am I donating $5 a month? Hey, good question, Larissa.
I don't live at my lady's place.
He does. He's part-timing.
Yeah, I'm very strict about that. Like, she's invited me to move in. But I'm like, I'm probably.
Give her a little bit, make her want more.
I'm probably headed that way. But no, I'm not going to officially move in until I can pay half the rent. So, which might be happening soon, by the way.
Yeah, I know that. There's going to be a big progress. Yeah. I mean,
can I tell you a story? Oh, I'm so feral. I'm so feral, dude. This is embarrassing, but it's really funny.
Really?
Yeah.
You got something you're embarrassed of?
Well, it did obviously didn't embarrass me, but the fact that I got caught.
all right. Well, here
about
we
a week
go.
Ago, I wake up and I stay over there
wiping your ass on the carpet again.
I stay over there a couple nights a week, and one morning I woke up and she's in the shower. She takes forever. She's got to shave her legs, and you know,
yeah, got lady things too.
The typical lady thing. It's just a one bed, one bath, so we have to share that. And man, I had to piss.
No,
I had to piss so bad, and I'm waiting. I'm like, God damn it. So.
Did you pee in a sink?
I pull out a red Solo cup.
Dave, no.
And I'm in the kitchen, and I'm peeing in the red Solo cup.
Dave,
and
no.
And then she comes in there and catches me.
Dave.
And I'm like, what's the matter? I had to pee.
What?
And, yeah.
Why don't you just knock on the bathroom door and be like, I have to pee?
I don't do that.
That's less uncomfortable than urinating in a receptacle for drinking.
And then it wasn't that made her mad. It was the fact that I poured it down the sink.
I've got nothing to say to you.
Feral, dude.
No, because you know what you're doing.
Do I?
Why don't you be like, can I come in there and pee?
I don't like that. I don't like it when people do that to me. Like, when the bathroom door is shut, fucking leave me alone. You don't worry about
it. But it's a situation.
Don't worry. Well,
it's a scenario.
Well, I was like, who am I hurting?
Rachel and
like
I all the time. When one bathroom coming in.
Not like I peed in her coffee mug. It was. I threw the cup away. I didn't reuse the cup. Well, peed in a Solo cup.
She's still and you're still together.
Mm-hmm.
And peed in her kitchen in a cup. Fucking all right. Well, there you go, Larissa. That's what your $5 a month is going to. Keep Dave flush with receptacles. Throw me a question there.
Hayden asks, what's both of your dream cars? That's a good question. What is your dream? And that's interesting for you because you can have your dream car. And you may already have your dream car.
I got that. The Jeep's dope.
My dream car is not a 2006 Toyota Sienna.
Well, depends on the package. Depends on the trim. It could be. Rear view cameras, DVD player.
Yeah.
Ooh, dream car. Man, I don't even know what the year is of those old, like the old Ford vans, but the flat fronted Ford vans where you're sitting over, like you're kind of sitting in front of the wheels or sitting on top of the front wheels. And I don't know the year. I don't know if they're Econolines, but I always thought those were like just on the spot to come up with. I always thought those were cool as shit.
Yeah. Now, are we talking weekend car, everyday ride?
I guess dream car is whatever you want it to be. If it's a dream car, it could be a classic car, but works.
If I'm talking dream cars, I've narrowed it down to two. I'd like an old CJ7 like I used to have. I had an 83 CJ7 Renegade one time. You can hardly find the CJs anymore.
Yeah.
You
know?
But I'd love to have a really souped up
people hang on 83, to
84 CJ7. And then also maybe like a... I've always loved the Chevelle Supersports, like a 69, 70.
Oh, all right. Yeah, if you're getting into muscle cars.
Those muscle cars. And I know they're mechanically the best cars, but just,
no, but
it's
just
sheer aesthetics, like, damn, that
like all the Chevelle. The cars from Dazed and Confused, like that was some real car porn in that movie. Just old, yeah, like 68 Camaros and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I get like muscle car. Like, I can see them. I don't know what's going on, but I can look at them and be like, that's good. That's a hell of a car. Mm-hmm. I like that. And old vans. I like shit, man. I don't know. That's a good question. I'd have to think about it. There's no one dream car.
Yeah. Everyday knock around, riding around car. I'd love a, of course, in this scenario, I'm still living in a van, but, like a new Mercedes Sprinter van, like especially kind
of. I just saw one of those Ford, those Ford Transits. Wondering, I've been looking at maybe some tour whips.
Oh, really? Nice.
Just seeing a gas mileage. I'm just daydreaming on shit. But I like they got new Broncos coming out. Ford's coming out with new Bronco, and
is that coming out?
Yeah, and it looks like it's pretty true to the old style. Got a badass looking front grille that's kind of true to the older style. Icon 4x4. If you want to look at a real cool thing, Icon 4x4 basically recreates classic 4x4. I mean, they're like $150,000 cars, but they'll take an old Bronco, but basically just take the shell and update absolutely everything in it. And there's also this other company that makes electric off-road vehicles, and don't know if that's also Icon. I feel like they convert. I don't know. Look up Icon 4x4. They make dope shit. Let's get hey guys, Jeff McKeon. Hey guys, who makes the starting five for your all cryptid basketball team, and who's coaching? Just cryptids.
I
don't know, why basketball? I mean, you're going to put Mothman in there.
Yeah.
Because he can fly. You're going to put, you're going to have all flying cryptids. You're going to put a chupacabra in there.
Playing basketball, give me an 8-foot Sasquatch.
I mean, you got Sasquatch.
Got muscle, got
working the ground. You got anything else with wings? Can they fly? There's a lot of rules to this.
Sasquatch just owning the boards. Just rebounding.
Who's coaching? Phil Jackson. Mid-90s Phil Jackson.
He's almost like
a
Sasquatch.
Qualify him. He wasn't quantified as one of the cryptids.
Yeah. Sasquatch down low, owning the paint, owning the boards. You got Mothman running the point, distributing the ball. I can never say that word.
Right. Yeah.
Chupacabra blocking shots.
Yeah, just right up, hovering around. What am I trying to say?
Hovering around the rim.
Fucking Porky Pigged myself. hanging out by the ring.
I don't know.
I think that's it. You want your flying ones?
Give me four Sasquatches and one Mothman.
Four Squatches and a Mothman.
Yeah.
Four Squatches and a Mothman.
To go. No mustard.
I think, all right. Well, that one's all right. What do you got? Throw me
Tim Parham asked, hey guys, I missed the last couple of Q&A's, so I'm going to throw two questions out there. Right. Well, it's not our fault, Tim, but we'll oblige. Number one, what style, hobby, or trend from the past would you most like to see make a comeback? Huh. Style, hobby, or trend from the past make a comeback? It's kind of coming back in an ironic way, or has been for a few years, but I'd love to just see everybody rocking a mullet again. Like, yeah, what? What's the problem?
Get well, what? When does it go from ironic to just like, I want this hair?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I have not updated, so the things that I enjoy are dated. Like, RC cars and mountain bikes are very much hobbies of the past that are not popular now. But again, that goes with being 41 and being like, oh, I bet these are things I like. And so this is, I'll do this. Musically, I look at how like corny all this shit, like everything in the mid-90s, you know, frosted tips and, you know, padlocks around the neck. I don't think I'd want to wear that again, but I was on this past road, I was listening to a lot of Less Than Jake.
Really?
Listening to fun ska music. And I remember, like, remember where you could just go to ska shows and it wasn't embarrassing?
Yeah. I used to go to, I've seen Mighty Mighty Boston's like 5 times.
Yeah.
My high school girlfriend was obsessed with
them. Oh, man, they were good. I've seen them a few times. I've seen Less Than Jake a ton. Just big old fun shows with horns. Then nobody was like trying to be so serious.
Yeah.
I think that. And yeah, I was going to say ska music.
Hmm.
I don't see ska music come back in, which, funny enough, Brian Soden asks, Kyle, I'm heading to the Huntington Beach. The Huntington Beach, in April for a stupid ska show. All right. Well, that's the place to do it.
Yeah.
And was wondering, is there any spots in the area you would suggest to check out or where to eat? Huntington Beach, oof, a lot of bros, a lot of guys.
Were you down there recently for a show?
Did the show. Yeah, the Rec Room. If you want to see a comedy show, the Rec Room
is
a good spot. Yeah, Hunter Hill runs that. And they do good shows over there, I think, just on the weekends. It's kind of like a side room of a fun, silly arcade with, like, you know, dart gun, like foam dart guns, obstacle course, bowling, like one of those kind of places.
Now, but, is that further south than Long Beach?
Yeah, yeah. Huntington Beach is like
kind of
just into Orange County. It's close. Yeah, it's past Long Beach. I don't know the food stuff down there. That's but I would say, I mean, it is Surf City. It's worth checking out the piers, you know, sir, and then seeing the mentality that goes along with it, and then get the fuck out of there is what I would say.
I don't mind Orange County. I was down there a couple weeks ago. It's, you know.
Did you want to talk about the 90s? Talk about a trend coming back. Yeah, go to Slide Bar in Fullerton, which is the guy from the band Lit.
Really?
Owns it.
I remember Lit, yeah. My own worst enemy.
Yeah, he will. No, and you won't forget because his picture is everywhere. Just that, like, you want frosted tips and stovepipe Jenkos. That is what that place is about.
I like Orange County because it's, I don't know if you feel this way, but that's why I went camping the other day. Like, I love LA. I love it. But, like, sometimes I just got to get away from it because there's just, it's not even the
traffic. It's a
big city. It's a big city, but it's just the, everywhere you go, it's, I don't know, especially like over here on the east side, it's just, I don't know how to describe it, but like, just the pressure of like, Hollywood and everybody's trying to make it and career and this and it's like sometimes like I just want to go out and
get away from the industry.
Yeah, get away from the industry and get away from that vibe and just like, oh, the rest of America, real people, people that aren't going to auditions or gonna resume bomb you at a bar.
Yeah,
just, you know, so like when I was down in Orange County, it just felt like suburb USA.
People with other priorities.
Yes, yes. So it's refreshing to visit places that are that close by also that, I'm an hour away from home, but it's still the real world, and that's refreshing sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand that. And I mean, that's what touring also obliges, getting out and being just, oh yeah, this is just where you just, your career doesn't define who you are, you know, it's nice to be around that.
Josh McAfee asks, what are your favorite films from the 80s? Ooh, good question.
Big Trouble in Little China, Strange Brew. I'm a big Cannonball Run fan. You give me anything with Dom DeLuise.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy that.
Raising Arizona.
I saw Raising Arizona in the theaters.
Oh, God.
My dad, like my mom was like, you need to do something with your kids. My dad would be like, all right, we'll go to the movies. But we'd just go to see a movie he wanted to see. So it's like I was like 8 years old. Watching Raising Arizona.
We had no meat, maybe 10. We ate fowl. When we had no fowl, we ate bread.
Ate
when we had no dirt. Bread, we ate sand. You ate sand?
You ate sand?
Yeah, we ate sand.
Okay. What about you? What's your ones?
I love Raising Arizona. I mean, okay, there's like the if I'm being serious, like Raising Arizona, stuff like that. But then there's like nostalgia, Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah.
Over the Top.
Oh, man. Men at Work, as we've discussed before.
Yeah. Over the Top, such an underrated movie. Heartwarming tale involving professional arm wrestling and child custody battles. So
yeah. Featuring the only in-shape truck driver I've ever seen in my entire life. Has anybody stopped at a fucking truck stop? I don't know how they get in and out of the trucks.
Yeah, it is a very unhealthy profession. Sitting down.
I don't know, but yeah, you're just sitting there destroying your organs with things to keep you awake and alert.
Yeah, just drinking coffee and eating gas station hot dogs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, Over the Top, Karate Kid. Man, you know what? I love Teen Wolf. What a silly premise, but it was a fun movie.
I mean, I remember that one coming out in the wake of Back to the Future, so it was kind of like, well, we still like Michael Keaton. He's doing a silly werewolf thing. But I just remember, like, Back to the Future was the shit.
Yeah, of course, that one.
Saw that one in the theaters.
Really?
Yeah, Grandma took me and the cousins. Saw that? RoboCop 85? In the theaters. I think 84, 85. Yeah. Saw RoboCop in the theaters. You know what's one that was fun that I watched? It was raining out when we were on vacation. I made Rachel watch Back to the Beach. Remember that one?
Yes.
Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello.
I saw that on my birthday, my 10th birthday. I don't know why, but I was like, I want to go see Back to the Beach.
Yeah.
I was in my Beach Boys phase.
Oh, like
fifth grade. For some reason, I got into a big surfing Beach Boys.
Sure,
phase.
That's what happens when you live in rural Georgia when you're 10.
But yeah, back to
that. Must have been a real close call for your parents. Like, we might have a gay one. Just Hawaiian shirts.
Wanted to see Back to the Beach, and we went on my 10th birthday.
We went to the theater, so we're the same age. Yeah. I remember going to the theater and my grandmother being like, all right, the boys can see RoboCop and the girls will come see Back to the Beach. And we left RoboCop going, holy shit, that was, because that was like the most violent movie to ever come out at the time, mm-hmm. in the Back to the Beach. But it's so self-referential and silly.
Yeah.
Like the guy who plays the son, he's fucking hilarious in it. We just watched it a couple months ago.
Really? I haven't seen it since.
Oh, it holds up in the fact that it was like an early version of being self-referential.
Huh.
Like they're making fun of beach movies.
Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman's in it.
Yeah.
Dick Dale's in it. All Dick these Dale. Other old, like, and whoever, like, the slimy, tanned guy who keeps hitting on chicks.
I don't remember him.
Oh, God. It's a funny movie. That's a movie that's funny today.
I got one more. This one's pretty obscure. This is early 80s. You ever see Six Pack? Kenny Rogers.
Yes.
Is a NASCAR driver.
I know it, and I didn't.
It's a fun little movie. Just he somehow gets hooked up with a band of orphans, mm-hmm. and they become his pit crew. And
right, that's a lot of OSHA child labor laws.
But yeah, he's a down on his luck stock car driver, and somehow this band of orphans meets up with him, and now they're his pit crew. And
that was like stock car. Like, remember when like sports would make a run? Like there'd be like ski movies, and then there was sailing movies, mm-hmm. or at least there was Summer Rental with John Candy. Yeah, there was One Crazy Summer.
Yeah,
and probably there was other sailing movies.
Man.
Boats were a big thing. Hot Pursuit with John Cusack. Nobody goes to Hot Pursuit as a John Cusack 80s film.
What's that about?
He's got to chase his girlfriend through the Caribbean. And they get his girlfriend gets kidnapped, so he's and it's got Ben and Jerry Stiller in it.
Really?
Yeah,
Ben Stiller, huh?
Ben Early and Jerry Ben Stiller. Stiller playing criminals,
Love
just playing two criminals, not being comedic.
I was watching Seinfeld the other night, and it's the one.
And Keith David as a Rastafarian, and Keith David's always I like him in any movie.
I like him. The episode where George gets engaged and he calls his mom and he tells her, Mom, I'm getting engaged. And she's like, really? And then they talk for a couple seconds and she goes, Frank, come here. And just off the cuff, he goes, you come here. You come here.
Thomas Clark, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Male Bigfoot, Chicago Mothman, a lady skinwalker.
Well, I guess I'd have to fuck the lady skinwalker.
I mean,
I'm a big, strong, strapping straight man.
Yeah, but you're not.
That's a question. Is he gay?
A homosexual comes from the word homo sapien, meaning yeah, same creature. Dude, if you're going to fuck, fuck, you know?
Fuck, marry, kill. I don't want to kill any of them. I don't know.
That's hard. I'd kill the male Bigfoot.
Why?
Because there's other ones out there.
Okay. That's a good point. That's good logic.
You got to keep the breeder. You got to keep the ladies. You got to keep the breeders.
Mm-hmm.
I'd marry the Mothman. We just have so much in common. You know, same hometown. You know, we'd have our favorite haunts. Me and Mothman going to Superdog.
Would we ever see the two of you in the same place?
I don't know. I don't know what would happen, you know? It'd be an odd wedding. And I'd bang the lady skinwalker.
Yeah.
Because it's a skinwalker. It could change shapes into anything. Maybe you have to kill it because it could change a shape into the least fuckable thing.
Maybe you bang her so good she changes into things. You know? Like, started off, she was a coyote, and now she's a mummy.
Oh, my God, it's a mummy. Now it's an old refrigerator. Now it's a bag of Tostitos. Oh, my God. Skinwalker, what's my dick going into next?
Scott Hunter asks, what's your go-to fast food Mexican restaurant, i.e. Taco Bell, Del Taco, etc.? We've talked about this.
Yeah, I got no hang-ups about any of them.
I'm definitely Taco Bell's at the bottom of the list for me. Just something about it. I can't put my finger on it, and I know it's the exact same shit as Del Taco.
No, it's just not good food. It serves its purpose at night. Daytime, you're gonna grow out of it in the daytime.
Which reminds me, did I tell you about going to Tacos Fiesta over in Highland Park? Tacos Fiesta, Highland Park. It's one of the few places in L.A. that you can, other than a fast food joint, that you can get a hard shell.
You were talking about hard shell tacos. I love a hard shell taco.
So good.
Just to change it up.
Yeah. Fast food, but kind of a mom and pop joint, but just fast food, hard shell taco, but like very much like what you'd get at Del Taco, but like they use a lot, like twice the amount of meat.
Yeah.
So it's a big, hearty taco, normal, hard shell, a lot of beef, cheese, lettuce, tomato, boom.
Worst case scenario, breaks apart, then you got nachos in front of you.
There you go.
Let's double down on that one. Jared Smith, what are your thoughts on Arby's? Hate it? Love it? You were going to talk about this the other day. You didn't get to it.
I went the other day.
You got the fish.
I got the Nashville hot fish, and it fucking sucked.
I would rather cut myself open with my dirty drain snake again than eat fish from Arby's.
Yeah, well, I had to do it.
If you can't slice it, don't give it to Arby's.
Yeah, that's a good point. That sucked. A week later, I went back. I talked months ago about the beef brisket sandwich.
Yeah.
They've switched it up, kind of the same components, but now they're putting it on Texas toast.
Yeah.
And then throwing some onion rings on there.
Arby's is a punchline for a lot of things. Honestly, it's no better or worse than other fast food places. I like some Arby's. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I would love to have some Arby's. Big beef and cheddar. You betcha.
Yeah.
As John Roy said, like what he described was like, what is this sliceable gray swim cap? Like, he just called Arby's meat a gray swim cap.
Yeah.
And it's when you hear somebody, even though you like it, you hear somebody describe it so perfectly, you're like, ah, oh, man, you fucking ruined it.
I saw John Roy on an episode of Comics Unleashed the other day,
mm-hmm.
and which I hate that show with a fucking passion.
It's
live in a van, have no money, got offered to do that, and said, no thanks. I turned that show down.
Comics very leashed.
Because I have some comedic integrity. I'm not shitting on John for doing it.
Peed in his girlfriend's sink said no to Comics Unleashed.
But you could tell, and I love John, he's very funny, but you could tell, like, for those who don't know, why don't they just let them do sets? Just go, everybody just go do 5 minutes.
I think it's just a free show that they get to just churn it out. And John told me, he's like, more people recognize me from that because it's just people just late at night with a TV on and it's easily consumable.
Yeah. But while other people were doing their shtick, you could tell John was just looking at them like, he had this look on his face like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
But it's airtime and. Mm-hmm. It all it is, yeah. If you don't know, it's Byron.
Byron Allen.
Byron Allen. It's just there's no finesse to him giving a set of like, Dave. That is funny about living in a van. Anyway, Kyle, you said you like cats, and that's it. And then you do your bit about cats.
Yeah.
That, you know what? I like Cats versus Dog, too. Anyway, Dave, you saw the space shuttle launch on TV a couple years back.
Yes, I did, Byron.
It's like, why are you there? Why? I would love, you know what? I want a mashup of just Byron Allen's setups.
Yeah.
With no comedy. Just the how crazy it sounds. It sounds like just a crazy person on the street having a conversation with the voices in his head that can correspond all those. All those stories.
And sometimes he will go too far. He will, like, set up your whole joke too much. Like,
oh, yeah.
Kyle, you were on a plane one time and a guy was eating pancakes out of a bag. Tell me about that. You just did.
Let me try and backtrack. Let me try and recreate.
But, yeah, I just when I first started comedy, me and our buddy Andy Sanford, we bonded over our hatred of that show, and we just made a pact. We were both like, hey, you know, if one day if we ever get offered to do that, let's just say no. And I was like, done. And sure enough, about 2 years ago, I turned that and Laughs on Fox down in the same week.
Well, Laughs was like, that's no fucking Hofstetter's scam job.
No thanks.
The Byron Allen, I mean, I don't know what the deal is. It's just, I remember when I finally had nothing going on out here and they were doing some other show. That was like Byron Allen produced show, and I finally like, all right. They would just send me emails like submit for it, but I'm finally like, all right, I'll submit for it. Like, yeah, we're not going to use you. I'm like, well, who's let's keep your ego in check there, buddy. Shelby Reinhardt, I'm going to preempt my question by saying that I am a trans man and that I will not be affected by your honest discussion of this question. Well, shout out to you, Shelby. But in relation to your reincarnation discussions, do you think some transgender people may be reincarnated and that is why they feel they're in the wrong body? Fuck. That's a great
question.
Aspect of it.
Man, that is a good question.
I mean, all the other things that if people are reincarnated... you know, the idea of old souls, the idea of, you know, not feeling at place in the time frame you're put in it. Why is that not also inclusive of the gender that you've been, entered into?
Mm-hmm. All right. If a modern day ghost was trans when they were alive, is the ghost... You know.
But being a ghost, I see as a form of punishment, not as a choice. So maybe that's the punishment as you're a ghost and you're a ghost of the gender you were trying to get rid of in the first place.
Hmm.
Because that's you always hear about these tortured ghosts. They're stuck, suspended.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole level of questioning.
Yeah, that's good.
Good one, Shelby. You kind of stumped us on that one. Too dumb to sort that one out. Personally, I would like to think that ghosts are like, it doesn't seem like it's a happy outcome for eternity.
Yeah, you never hear of happy ghost. I got this ghost just keeps laughing.
But what happens if you're just reincarnate? Like, can you be reincarnated and then get stuck being a ghost? Like, oh, you skipped, like you missed the bus to be reincarnated again, and then you're stuck as a ghost. Instead of being like, all right, put me on the bus to take me to another time and place.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no, now I'm just stuck. Like, I don't know.
Speaking of ghosts, dude. Okay. Last episode, I was telling you about the earbud incident.
Yeah.
Last night, no shit. There's some weird shit going on in my lady's apartment.
Yeah, you're pissing in cups. Yeah, there's weird shit going on. It's fucking you.
Dude.
Maybe that's why the ghosts are pissed. Dude, stop peeing in the fucking kitchen.
Dude, the air conditioning just came on. Like with it, and it's one of those where you know, it's not a digital thing.
Yeah.
It's the old school where the little
got the thing, little needle in there, yeah.
And you have to physically turn. Neither one of us I don't ever use the heat or the air, even when I had my own place. Mm-hmm. I just refuse to use the heat or the air in L.A. If you live in a van for so many years, you become very amphibian-like. Whatever.
You acclimate well.
But right now, she doesn't use the heat or the air. The fucking air conditioner just turned on. And we went and checked it, and like the thing had literally...
Oh, the needle was moved, too.
The needle moved to the left.
Like all the way or just to
Well, there's off in the middle, cool to the left, heat to the right.
Yeah, yeah.
It had been off all day,
And to say it's pretty chilly around LA right now, yeah. There's no reason like to even like in the middle of the day be like, oh, I think I need the air on.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the mechanics of the apartment, the airflow there, but
yeah, and it's not like we just noticed it. We were just sitting around, we're like, why is the she's like, did you turn the AC on? I was like, no, of course not. I never do. And she goes, well, I didn't turn it on. And we're, you know, we can hear it on, and then we sure enough we go over and it's on cool.
Did she think stuff was happening in the apartment before you started showing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She saw that ghost like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, no, you're not provoking
it. Yeah, no. There's been weird stuff going on. But, yeah, three nights ago, the earbud incident, and last night, the fucking AC turns on. And I don't know. Weird. I know it's not super dramatic, but, like, it's like, well, how the fuck did that get turned on? Like, you would have had to physically move the needle, and neither one of us did. So, I don't know. Weird shit. Jeremiah Jam.
All right.
Jeremiah.
Give a shot.
Jamrom.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with that.
Mm-hmm. Jamrom.
All right.
How do you guys feel about putting french fries on sandwiches or salads? I'm in Pittsburgh, and they seem to do that everywhere all the time. I know, what is it? Primanti Brothers, famous sandwich.
Yeah.
They put fries on the sandwich. I'll tell you this. I don't have a lot of experience with that. I do out here. You and I both used to frequent Gus's, not Gus's Chicken, but Gus's Lunchbox, the burrito truck.
The mission style burrito with fries in it.
And at first I was like, cool, but then later I was like, this is just unnecessary starch.
Yeah, it kind of just gets in the way. Mm-hmm.
So I feel the same way about it.
Honestly. You know what I think? I think it's when it's done too much. Mm-hmm. But a couple of them in there, just like having potatoes as an ingredient in anything else.
Potato chips on a sandwich.
Sure. Couple fries in there, just to give you like a little buffer between gnarlier flavors. Mm-hmm.
And I've never been to Primanti Brothers, but I've seen them profiled on all the food travel shows, and it looks like they just take a whole handful and throw it on there. It's like, ugh.
That's their thing. That's what they got going on.
Yeah.
Laura asked, Dave, this is specifically for you. So, Dave, do you have any stories or thoughts about ghosts being sexy, watching people, groping people, succubus, etc.? Would you give it a go?
What is a succubus?
I think it's like a lady devil.
Okay, because they say that on – I was watching my favorite movie, Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
And George Clooney calls Ray McKinnon – or no, not Ray. Ray McKinnon plays Holly Hunter's new beau.
Yeah.
But he calls her a something-something succubus.
Yeah, like a devil woman. Yeah.
You can't swear at my fiancé. Well, you can't marry my wife. and I was always like, what the fuck is a succubus?
Yeah, like a lady devil.
Do I have any thoughts or experience? What was the question?
Are you down? Like, do you have any stories? I mean, I think there's been stories about ghosts being sexually aggressive. Maybe that's all wet dreams ever were.
Man, I tell you, lady ghosts can have her way with me. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's surprised by your answer on that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an issue of consent, but what's going on? Do you think you're dreaming? Do you think, like, if sleep paralysis was more erotic than it was something that would stop my heart with terror, I'd probably be like, yeah, all right, give it a shot. I mean, we're dudes, though. We're like, go ahead and quote-unquote violate my body.
Wet dreams are funny. When's the last time you had a wet dream?
Never had a wet dream.
You've never had a wet dream?
Never had one.
Really?
Yeah. Which I didn't realize how weird of a thing that is.
I'm not going to name names, but there's a comic that we both know who claims that doesn't masturbate.
Who? Tell me.
I'll tell you later.
I'm not going to say. I promise.
Well,
I won't.
Well, he said it on a podcast. So.
But. Well, then you can tell me who it is.
Well, I don't. I want to make sure my facts are correct, so I'm gonna. I'll tell you later. But right. This guy, he's a weird dude.
Oh,
he's a weird dude,
and I believe that.
And he claims he never masturbated, and I think he's pretty much asexual.
Yeah.
But. Because if you never masturbate, you never have sex.
Has those, wet dreams while he's awake all the time.
Those wet dreams are coming, no pun intended, whether you want them or not. So what he does, apparently, every night he wraps his penis in a towel because, you know, every third or fourth night he's going to have a wet dream. And so kind of preventative maintenance there. Why would you not jack off? Who?
I don't know.
It's your little. Who's gonna know? Who's gonna care?
I mean, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that guy's he's an odd bird. So with him, he's got, you know, people are wired up however they're wired up.
Every night.
If you're not murdering people because of not jerking off, then all right. If Jesus is telling you it's a sin, but therefore now you want to go out and, you know.
See, I don't even think it's a religious
thing. Have a mass shooting because you can't fucking drain your dick. I don't know. No, I don't think it's religious. I think he's just an odd. I think he's like a germ guy.
Brush my teeth, floss, gargle, wrap my cock in a fucking hand.
He's a germ guy.
Yeah,
he's got things with germs. Anyway, yeah, ghost. Yeah, get in there.
What else we got? Anthony Cristiano. Been super curious. What sort of guitars Kyle owns?
Oh, man.
Then Ian Vardell adds amps as well. What kind of gear are you working with there, Kyle?
I have a Fender 410, Fender Deluxe 410, which is too loud for the apartment. That was my old when I was playing in shows. I have a Telecaster and a Fender 410, and I still have all that stuff. I have another Telecaster. I have these are all Guitar Center buys. Like I didn't buy some like fancy, expensive vintage guitars. These are all like I would go to Guitar Center and be like, I like that one. I can't play any of them. I've got a Gibson Explorer, an SG, but like the shitty one, and an acoustic guitar.
Yeah. What about amps? You got a Marshall, don't you?
I got a little tiny Marshall practice amp over there. Well, yeah, not much in the making the sound way, but the guitar playing stuff, I got the stuff around.
You know what I want to get once I actually get a place? I want a banjo.
A literal pot to piss in, maybe?
I want to teach myself to play the banjo. I love the banjo.
You are a fucking cartoon. Why don't you start with a mouth harp when you sit sit hanging out of the sliding side door of your van?
I want a banjo. Banjo's a cool instrument. It's got a negative stigma thanks to Deliverance. But
no, a banjo's an impressive. Steve Martin, hell of a banjo player.
Yeah, very good.
What is Big Brother doing? Sadillac Deprescalade. Good handle. What is Big Brother doing to foster dependence from people? Dave, would you feel different about Sloppy Joe if it was cased in a hot dog bun over a hamburger bun? All right, interesting.
No, it's fucking garbage.
What is Big Brother doing to foster dependence from people?
Well.
What, I mean, is it dependence or is it fear-based control? Like, we're not relying on Big Brother. It's more of they're always watching. Let's behave in accordance to what will keep us out of the least amount of trouble. You know, I don't think they're making us depend on Big Brother. Is that the question? Am I understanding that right? What is Big Brother doing to foster dependence, to make us feel dependent on them? That's the whole idea about Big Brother. Nobody's depending on them. It's just snooping, watchful eye over us.
Unless you consider like iPhones and social media, Big Brother, where subconsciously
can be used. Yeah.
Like people are just
okay. Well, that's
absolutely addicted to it.
Yeah, that's not Big Brother saying you need us. That's them. Like we have through the idea of social media, given up all our privacy to tell everybody where we are. I hate it when somebody like checks me in at a place. If I'm with somebody, we were talking about that. Yeah,
I hate that.
I checked in. Like, what? No. I don't need to know. And just that whole idea, like, well, if you're not hiding anything, what difference does it make? Why does somebody have to have information about me, good or bad? Why do you get to have it just because it's not bad? Then have the information. No, I don't believe that. This is me. I want to be. I don't want that. I mean, it's coming in handy where like somebody's, you know, been kidnapped in a trunk and they like went on Twitter and we were able to use the GPS function to tell people where they are. Some story about that. Like,
really?
Yeah, there are beneficial cases, but
yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not smart enough to answer.
I think what they're doing is telling you like, we're only looking through phones of bad guys. We're only looking through phones because there might be terrorists. Well, that's what they're doing.
To find bad guys.
Well, okay, yeah, I guess look through. I'm not a terrorist, so you could look through my phone. But you know what? You did buy something illegal online, or you went on Silk Road. That Silk Road's old, but like, oh, you bought drugs online and all that. Well, now you're but you said you were just looking for terrorists. Yeah, but we're kind of just looking for any criminal activity.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. There you go. How about that?
Mike Maskey asks, hey, Dave, in a couple episodes you reference one of your girlfriends as the woman who almost ruined my life. Care to elaborate? Or is the wound still too fresh? No, it's not too fresh. This was years ago. I was 21, 22, got hooked up with this gal who was fucking gorgeous. And she looked like, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Looked just like her.
Ooh,
could have been her stunt double.
Wow.
Real beautiful gal. But because I was 21, I was just like, yeah, I'll put up with any of your horrible bullshit because you're hot and I like to bang you. And just had all kind of – had problems at home, bad upbringing, bad family.
Dragged you through the mud, huh?
Yeah. And just – oh, the cops would come. Cops would come to our house once a month.
Really?
Yeah, because the neighbors would call. Because
you were fighting?
We'd start arguing. We'd have a little disagreement, and she was one of these. It would just start screaming. And I'd be like, just be quiet. Just we can argue, but shut the fuck up. Just screaming. Just, And sure enough, 12 minutes later, boom, 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 boom. You know, it's like, yeah, come on in. Nothing. I didn't touch her. Nothing.
Yeah.
She just, we're having a fight. And just, I don't know if it was bipolar.
Maybe a little bit of a mental health issue going on there.
A lot of mental health. She claimed that she would I experienced this. I've never talked about this, but she – I don't know what you would call this, multiple personalities or whatever, but we get in a big fight. She starts screaming and crying, and then 3 minutes later, she literally would turn into another person. Like, Lisa's not here right now. This is Amy. And, I used to think, like, all right, not cut the shit. But she would – like multiple personalities. And then Amy would tell me things I need to know about Lisa. And like Lisa's
Oh, this girl crazy.
Right. Yo, she was
fucking Oh, she up. Crazy.
And like this And well, first of all, it's a long story. She moved in with me cuz she
just threw air quotes up there.
She used to live downtown Atlanta and one day she almost got mugged, so I gotta live with you now. I got to live with you now. And I'm like, okay. And she didn't – terrible home life. Couldn't
– Yeah.
It was a situation where she had nowhere to go. Like I couldn't take her back to her dad. Dad didn't want her. Mom was out of the picture. And like this is awful. But I used to think like – not in a violent way, but I used to think like
– Oh, boy.
What if I just – I'll stop. It's like, what if she just disappeared? It was one of those things where, and it wasn't out of violence, it wasn't out of rage, but it was just like, I don't know what to do. There's no, she wouldn't get a job.
Let me rephrase this so it doesn't sound like you were plotting her murder. You were, sometimes you realize your life would be better if that person was never in your life, and you would daydream about the life you could have if that person no longer existed.
Well said.
And there's ways to do that called breaking up with them.
No, and so, I did break up with her. I broke up with her multiple times, but she would be like, well, okay, but I still got to live here.
For the listeners, can we say that she's still alive right now? Can we confirm that with a Facebook profile maybe?
I haven't talked to her in years.
What's Big Brother doing to foster dependence? I don't know. Letting Dave say it, whatever the fuck he wants on a podcast.
No, and I never – I'm not a violent guy. I've never touched a woman. I never would. But it was just literally it was a situation where we would break up. Mm-hmm. She had no job. She had no money. I would call her dad and like, hey, can I fucking bring her back to you? Yeah. And he's like, no, she's out of my life. I'm like, well, fuck you then. And she moved with me to another town where she didn't know anybody, didn't have any friends. And I was like, she was ruining my life. Like I almost got arrested.
She tried
to kill herself three or four times.
All
right. One time the only time I touched her was when I wrestled a bottle of pills out of her. And while I was wrestling the bottle of pills away from her, she hurt her hand and called the cops, and the cops were looking for me. This was all like 20 years ago. But it was like, And, you know, I was 21, 22. I didn't have the maturity to deal with this in a rational way. But I was just like, where can – and I would tell her, where can you go? Leave. Get out of my life. Well, I got nowhere to go. Dad didn't want her. Mom was out of the picture. We're in a town. She knew no one, no friends. And, yeah, whatever you just said.
Alvin Fox asked, do y'all like Legos? I sure do. I like that they have the architectural ones. I don't have to feel like a child while also enjoying the building blocks we all grew up with. That's a good question, Alvin. Let's keep moving along. let's see. What else we got here? I mean, that sounds like it sucks. I hope.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful.
It sounds
well. It's just. It's one of the. I don't know if you ever, anybody's can relate to that, but it's like you're in a situation that has no resolution.
I've sniffed out like relationships are always like relationships are hard work and I know that, but in my head I've been in relationships or seen relationships where it's like, oh, that is lopsided and one person's being taken advantage of or the other person, and I was like. I was so scared of ever being in those. Like, I've had very few long-term girlfriends in my life, and if I have, it's because like, oh, I could deal with you, and you're not crazy. Mm-hmm. A few times I've dated somebody just for a minute and be like, I don't care how hot, whatever. Like, no, you are all headaches, and that's I don't need that. I see some people where they get in relationships and they think that fighting is still a form of affection. Well, if they're fighting with me, it means that they care about me. If they're yelling at me, it's better than them ignoring me because it means they have feelings for me. So they stay in that kind of, I don't know what the clinical term, codependent or whatever, you know, whatever, accepting any kind of attention is good attention. And I've always been like, no, I just want a normal relationship. If I'm going to work on a relationship, I want it to be like a good one, not like, thank God, this is better than being alone. Guess what? I'm fine alone. Mm-hmm. I do real good alone. So if I'm going to pair up, it's got to be worth it.
I couldn't agree more. I am fine being alone, honestly.
Yeah.
I sincerely think some people would rather be with the wrong person than no person.
No, that's absolutely it. And that is absolutely it.
I'll go live in the goddamn woods with a fucking grin on my face the rest of my life. And I tell you what, though, it did teach me, like, you know, like the whole And that's just a young, dumb male point of view. But
yeah, I mean,
hey, I don't care how hot you are.
Early 20s too is a different story.
Yeah.
You know, you're not sitting there with a you know briefcase full of wisdom already going, no, this is not going to be good, healthy mentally. You're not thinking about your mental health. You're like, oh man, hot chick wants to touch my ding dong.
Yeah,
that's all. That's the goal. That's the goal in the world.
Yeah, it was. Oh, what a fucking nightmare.
All right. Well, that's a good question about how she ruined your life.
She's doing well.
Tyler Gibson said, would you guys have any moral dilemma with the imprisonment and or wasteful disposal of ghosts if ghost busting were an actual real life profession? That's good. Now you're talking about the moral or the rights of a ghost, assuming ghosts are real. There's exorcisms, but the only reason exorcisms are happening is because they're possessing a human form and being terrible and possessing a human form. But why aren't you being charged with trespassing by a court full of ghosts for moving into a place where like, no, we're ghosts. We live here. I don't know about the disposal. Is it relocating? Is what you're doing to these ghosts, releasing them from, again, going back to ghosts being it being a punishment. I think maybe if you come and be like, you're okay, ghost, you can go to the next thing. You know? I don't know if that's mean. Sounds like you're peeing in a cup right now, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
You peed in a fucking cup.
So? I pee in a jug every day.
In your house.
What was I supposed to do?
Pee in the bathroom.
She was in there.
Yeah, you knock. You go, hey, baby.
What if she was taking a dump?
Was the shower on?
What do you do now? Yeah, but I turn the shower on when I take a dump over there. She doesn't have a fart fan.
I can't remember who made the joke about like having to like hooking up with somebody and having a take a shit, and so they turn the shower on.
Do that all the time.
But then, like, the girl coming in there instead of like, ooh, here's a steamy shower is getting ready for. It's just him sitting in the fog on the toilet. I forget whose joke that was. That was such a great story. Just, it's like, nope, but just me sitting naked, taking a shit in the fog of the bathroom.
Yeah, because that helps with the auditory privacy, but it does not do anything to quell the odor.
No, I think it's worse. I think that's why when you fart in a shower, it's worse because it clings to the moisture. I think being a ghost is already imprisonment. So if you're relocating them, mm-hmm. I think you're doing them a favor. I think that's what they want is a release from having to be a ghost. If they're a happy ghost, then let them be a happy ghost. If they're not destructive and they're around, then let them be that. I would have no problem with that. So I don't understand wasteful disposal. You're going strictly about the film Ghostbusters where they're taking them, but then you're getting into the science of what they're doing. Like they're just taking ghosts and putting them in a box. I don't know. I think you're not disposing of them. I think you're releasing them from their spiritual prison. So that's my take on that. Let's get a few more of these in here. What do you got, Dave?
Alvin Fox asks, what's the weirdest food combination you've tried and enjoyed?
Man, peanut butter and jelly on a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. I've had that.
Yeah. I mean, that's not like it's blowing people away.
Food combination. I don't.
I'm sure everybody knows about picklebacks by now, right?
Oh, shot of pickle juice after a shot
of whiskey, yeah. Yeah. You just don't taste anything.
I don't need any back.
I don't either. It's when people have been like, we're doing picklebacks. I'll drink them. I don't get it for myself.
This isn't that weird as far as flavor. It's weird to see. When I was a teenager, I used to I don't know why, but whenever I was in a Mexican restaurant, and they give you that bag of chips, and I'd always order a water and a Coke. But I don't know why. But I would take a chip, and I would dip it in the glass of water and let it hang out for about 30 seconds, pull it out, and then dump salt on it and then eat. I used to like a wet tortilla chip with salt. I don't know. It sounds crazy. Try it. And I would always just sit there and I would have a chip just on deck in my glass of water. And people were like, what the fuck are you doing? And then after a few seconds, I pull it out, pour some salt on it, eat it.
It's a salty, wet chip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what the appeal was, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't got nothing for you on that one, man. Just dipping your chips in your drink.
When are y'all going to make a spinoff of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? Ian Vardell asks.
A spinoff? You mean every other show on Food Network?
Believe me, I've tried. I've had about 4 pilots rejected. In the food travel.
Because they always want to make them family friendly. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't they just let it be, like, just let somebody do something outside of the parameters.
Yeah. Any producers listening, give me a goddamn fucking cooking, not a cooking show.
It's called Dave's Nighttime Hunger.
I mean, Jesus.
Dave's Night Hunger.
I've had 4 fucking pilots.
Yeah.
Get rejected.
But they're making you, like, they just want you to be the guy who's like, boy, that looks tasty. And then there's nothing like they want to minimize the personality. It's like, why?
I'm telling you, man. Boogie Monster TV show. Be a hit.
All right. Put it out there.
Pitching that.
Got another food one from Danny Diaz. Hey, guys. 2 quick ones. Dave, I'm going to Savannah for vacation. Got any tips?
Ooh, Savannah.
One of the most haunted cities in America, if you believe in that kind of stuff.
Colonial Park Cemetery, St. Bonaventure, I think it cemetery.
Isn't that the one where you're trying to do the story where I told they saw a big guy? I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. The hulking wolf boy giant. What did you say? I don't know. That was so funny. Yeah, go see some cemeteries. Very cool cemeteries there. And as far as food, sweet potatoes. It's a soul food joint. It's fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Wilkes, southern cooking. A lot of good southern food down there. Yeah.
Okay.
Go have a good southern meal and go check out a haunted cemetery.
Part 2, Kyle, build the best fast food meal using items from different locales. I would. Damn it, that's a good one. I'm trying
Wendy's
to think.
Burger, McDonald's fries, just off the top of my head.
Big Mac, but with Wendy's patties, with fresh Wendy's patties.
Dude.
How about that? I love a Big Mac.
I like a Big Mac.
Patties are shit. The Impossible Burger, since I'm trying my vegetarian stuff again. Mm-hmm. The Impossible Burger is the burger that quote unquote bleeds. It doesn't really. And it's not, but it's a good substitute for a fast food patty. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't tell a difference for like a McDonald's burger patty. It does great. Don't expect like a big, juicy restaurant style burger mm-hmm. patty, but they do a good job for that. Yeah, I would say that. Put the shit, man. Make it with the Del Taco one because they put bacon on it over there. Oh, God, man. The drinking days, I would love a big, shitty macho combo burrito, which if you're not familiar with Del Taco's macho combo burrito, it's all the ingredients uh-huh. rolled into a tortilla the size of a beach towel, and that's it. Your arms get tired holding it.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
A burrito that gets makes you fatigued.
But I would like it somehow structural. Like, now, you want to come at me with that burrito. But now you want to tell me that maybe we're maybe we got some Arby's in there? I mean, I'll eat weird. Like, I've had Reuben pizza before. Why is a tortilla always relegated? I mean, people call them wraps now, so I guess you can have that stuff.
Yeah.
I used to love it when Long John Silver's would do these chicken wraps. They would put a couple chicken tenders with shredded lettuce and cheese in a wrap with a dressing.
The like the Long John Silver's battered, like tempura style chicken finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like the good are, chicken fingers they would put in there. But if you wanted to give me like a macho combo burrito, but with like chicken tender style chicken chopped up and put in there instead of that crappy, weird powdered chicken they use at the fast food place.
Yeah.
Like chicken tenders chopped up in a nice burrito. Let me, I can keep going with this. Give me an Egg McMuffin with a burger patty in it. Let me mess with that.
Who was I talking to the other
day? Put the Canadian bacon from an Egg McMuffin on a burger.
Let's talk, not to name drop.
You can do that. You can just ask him to do that at McDonald's, yeah. by the way. I got a McRib with mushrooms on it. It was a bad idea, but you can just ask him for whatever.
Todd Glass was telling me he will go to McDonald's and get the quarter pounder mm-hmm. cheese, and he'll also order an Egg McMuffin. And he'll take the contents of the Egg McMuffin and put it in the quarter pounder. So it's a quarter pounder.
Fried egg and Canadian bacon on there.
And, yep.
and cheese.
Mm-hmm. And he'll just take the English muffin and throw it away. That's pretty good.
All right. It's a good one.
Speaking of which, it just reminds me, go listen to Andy Sanford's album, Me the Whole Time. He's got an amazing bit about creating his own burger at McDonald's.
Oh, really?
So where he takes the concept of a Big Mac but applies it to a double quarter pounder with cheese.
That's my problem. I don't like the quarter pounder. It's too much McDonald's meat all condensed in one place. Like, it's not good meat when it's separated into two patties or even a double cheeseburger where they're next to each
Triple
other.
Triple cheeseburger. Hey, Get three of the thing?
Nobody
that
needs
sucks?
That shit. Nobody needs that.
But,
all right.
Good in theory.
I'll do that. Anthony H., recommend a good read. My favorite book is called Things I Like About America by Poe Ballantine. Otherwise, good reads. I just read the Dyatlov Pass book, which we still got to report on in a regular episode. It was all right. Otherwise, I don't think either one of us are, unfortunately, giant readers.
I read books, Jerry. Books. Oh. Big deal. What's the lowest shelf whiskey y'all would drink?
Who asked us that?
Alvin Fox.
Alvin's got three questions in her already.
Does he? You guys are sneaky about that shit.
There's some, like, you get to the, like, lowest shelf versions of liquor, and it's all just tastes like the same gasoline. So I can't do well whiskey.
Yeah.
When people are like, just give me well whiskey. Sean Jordan's a real trooper when we'll be out. Like, give me whatever whiskey you got on the rail. I'm like, ugh.
Our buddy Wes Van Horn, back when I had my place, as you know, about once a month I'd have like dinner parties and parties and stuff, cook stuff. Every time Wes Van Horn would come over to my place, he'd have the big handle of Costco Prestige whiskey.
Ugh.
Just
whiskey.
I mean, if you're mixing it, then I can get away with it.
No, he drank it straight, just on the rocks.
Years ago, I went to a punk show that was in the banquet room of a bar. Have you ever been to a place where there's just a bar? Almost like a VFW hall. Uh-huh. There's one side's a bar, and the other side's just a function room.
Yeah.
It was like that, but it wasn't a VFW hall. It was just like fucking Dick's place. And the bar, I don't even know what ethnicity these old guys were, but they just kept like, yeah, old grandfather. And they just kept pouring me old granddad. And that was some rough drinking.
Wow. Old granddad.
Old granddad.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, old granddad. And you find it next to old crow. Is it old crow? Some bird. It's wild turkey. It's old crow.
I tell you, Evan Williams isn't bad.
You can get through the night with some Evan Williams.
You can get $10, $7.50 on that, and it's not bad.
Benjamin Dare, what's your stance on having kids? Your own personal stances, but also people choosing to start nuclear families, contributing to overpopulation, having multiple kids, etc. I'm not having them. I mean, I'm not saying never, but...
Yeah, I'm not having kids.
That's my personal stance. I like other people's kids. I also like being able to come home and not having kids here.
Yeah.
I'm sure something transforms within you once you have your own child, or at least you would hope so. Mm-hmm. What a terrible feeling. Be like, oh, God, I don't want this.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people it does, are that way.
Yeah, I just... my life is not – I have not reached a point where I'm like, oh, my life is totally where I want it to be. Now I would like to introduce children into it. And I don't think my life is ever going to be there. And I refuse to get this where people are like, oh, I'm selfish because I don't want to have kids. Like when people think – like I think they just say that as a qualifier. Like, fucking no. You're selfish if you're having kids.
Yeah.
Oh, buy me gifts because I just had a kid. Fuck you. Give me a gas card. Now everything's more expensive in the world. Mm-hmm. And just the idea that, I mean, I was making jokes about like, oh, who's going to take care of you when you're older? How do you know your kid's going to do that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are you raising a responsible? Like, how do you know the fucking five kids you put in the world aren't just going to be drains on society? You're not saying, you're not making them all doctors. You're not making them all ensuring they're going to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think most of the world's problems could be funneled back to the fact that
we've established there's too many people. It's not even just not taking care of, it's just too many people in the world.
Well, it's too many people, but also like fucking take care of your damn kids. That's a topic that you'll never hear
beat your children
talk about.
Beat your children. All right. Hillary, where do you fall on empaths and people who are sensitive to things considered clairvoyant or psychic? Where do I fall? I feel like we've discussed, I think it's just a sense. I think it's almost like a sixth sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think just like anybody else can have a odd, better sense of hearing, better sense of vision.
Yeah.
You know, hyper vision, hyper hearing. Why couldn't you also be in tune with energies of the world? If we believe that ghosts are energies, that your energy cannot be created or destroyed, that is within you, that when you die, it just passes to somewhere else. Either with reincarnation.
True.
Maybe that's the real dipshits. They're just brand new spirits. Everybody's got just some innate sense. Everybody's got a little bit of callus on them from being reincarnated. But then you meet somebody that's a complete fucking moron. And we should just be like, hold on, they're new. There's a fresh soul out there.
Colleen Thompson, Dave, I don't know if you've been asked or answered this before, but what are your thoughts on the liberal rednecks, well-read comedy?
Yeah, they're doing a thing. They got a market. They're doing a thing.
Congrats on all your viral success. What else? Have you two ever gotten into a fight or a heated argument? Well, we've talked about the Hawaii Rampage.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, that was fun.
Here's a good one. Sam Thomason. We never got in a fight. We got in a fight when you were going to – we were trying to do a Dave's Kitchen here, and I just moved in.
Oh, yeah.
That was just us. That was just us having a little tiff.
Misunderstanding.
Sam Thomason. Okay, let's see it. dying kid's wish is to punch a Bigfoot in the dick. His granddad died hunting Bigfoot or something. Would Make-A-Wish then be obligated to commit real resources searching the Pacific Northwest to hunt one down, or would they just put John Cena in a big hairy coat and hope for the best? Also, for discussion, how far do you think Make-A-Wish is willing to go in general? Killing a homeless guy is probably out, but making out with Mila Kunis, going on bender with Keith Richards, hunting a gorilla. Where's their line? I mean, I've heard plenty of Make-A-Wish jokes within comedy. Everybody's had them, but I do love the idea of, like, diabolical requests to Make-A-Wish.
Yeah. That's a good question. Like, where's the line? Like, and when they say no, it's like, come on, I'm dying.
Well, they're not called Grant-A-Wish. They're called Make-A-Wish, and we'll try our best, I think, is the parenthetical finish to their title. You made the wish, and we'll see what we can do. It's not like they're not genies. They're just fucking people trying, like, oh, you want to meet a football guy? We can do that.
Yeah.
Space? Come on, buddy. You live in a bubble here. I don't think you're going to handle the pressure change.
But a great, like, right on the border of, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm did an episode about that. A kid was dying, and he just wanted to see a naked lady. Wanted to see a naked lady. And Larry was like, I'll see what I can do.
But do you think, like, that's not a wish that the kid's going to have to tell his parents first? Do you think, like, just a cousin? Like, you don't go to Make-A-Wish like he wants to see a naked lady. You go to your dirtbag cousin and go, get Teresa to show him her cans.
But, like, all right, speaking of Mila Kunis.
Like, you give him the Rocky Dennis treatment with that. That's, you give him.
But if they went to Mila Kunis and said, hey, this kid's dying, it's Make-A-Wish, he wants to see your boobs, what do you say?
No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to go to Mila Kunis.
If they did that, what would Mila Kunis do is my question.
They're not. Then you're already past the realm of reasonable hypothetical scenarios.
But no, seriously, like,
just dirty Make-A-Wish. You run. You know what you do? You run X-rated Make-A-Wish.
If
that's a whole different. There's Make-A-Wish for kids, and then there's Make-A-Wish for adults. That both. You just have a whorehouse with a lot of lookalikes in it.
If a gay kid, teenager, was Make-A-Wish, you want to see my dick? What do I do?
For you.
Do I show him my dick?
Do you think Make-A-Wish... Make-A-Wish is an organization. It's not just something you say and then it has to be done.
Bypass that. The hypothetical, if somebody had direct contact with Mila Kunis or direct contact with me and like, hey, I'm dying, can I see your boobs, Mila? Dave, can I see your dick? What do you do?
I love the idea of someone's last dying wish is to see Dave Stone's dick.
Give me a second. Hold on.
Let me see that kitchen pissing, wet, cheap, eating crank.
What do you think of this?
Yeah. You know what I want to leave this world? You know what I want to feel right before I die? Underwhelmed. Nothing can be worse. Even death isn't scary after seeing this fucking kitchen pisser's crank.
All right. I'm a bad example. Mila Kunis, or any attractive
Let's
lady.
Stop throwing her under the bus.
See your boobs, yes or no?
Just
I'm dying.
Go to a strip club.
I want to see your boobs.
No, I'm the answer is no. Well, everybody dies.
Thanks. Now I'm dead.
Yeah, everybody dies. If you're going to heaven, you have all the tits you want. Well, I think we've said enough. Go to heaven, you can have all the tits you want. There we go. Thanks for paying us money.
Patreon, $4 a month. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Kyle doesn't need your money. I need your money. I appreciate it.
Bless all y'all's families.
Anybody wants to see my dick, $5 a month.
Go through the organization. It's $5. It's one extra dollar a month. All right. Well, you've just now prostituted yourself and maybe admitted to murder. Great stuff.
An old joke I had. Worst pickup line. Hey, lady, if you like wieners, you should see mine.
Good God. We could have ended 30 seconds ago.
The Boogie Monster.